The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
A non-adversarial compensation scheme for more than 200 CAMHS patients found to have been exposed to potential harm following a review of the service in North Kerry has now been extended. And Davin Godfrey, leading campaigner for the victims of North Kerry CAMHS, joins us. Davin, your reaction to, we've spoken before, and your reaction to what we're hearing, that those in South Kerry now will be involved in this compensation scheme. These were young people exposed to harm by our state-run mental health services.
Look, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. That's much appreciated. I welcome the opportunity to discuss this important matter yet again with you. I welcome that the HSE and that the state have now finally given recognition to the fact that the North Kerry CAMHS report contains very serious and very, very highly distressing detail, and that 209 cases who were subject to review in the North Kerry CAMHS look back review, the recently published review, were found to have been harmed in the provision of services. So today I'm pleased that the Department of Health and the Minister for State Responsibility for Mental Health, Mary Butler, have expanded an already existing redress scheme, a statutory compensation scheme administered by the State Claims Agency, to compensate persons injured and harmed whilst attending South Kerry CAMHS in light of the Maskey report 4 years ago, to now include persons who attended North Kerry CAMHS and were identified as being injured in the provision of the service in the recently published Halpin report, which is a welcome development.
Okay. Compensation alone, though, Davin, you and I have spoken previously on this show about the dreadful effects, I think it's fair to say, that you experienced, you know, as a side effect of your treatment with the CAMHS service. As you say, heavily sedated, gained huge weight, developed diabetes, gynecomastia. I mean, your youth was, I think it's fair to say, blighted by a lot of this. Is a compensation scheme enough for people? Would you like to see more in terms of what we can learn from this going forward, like a review and perhaps a change in service structure?
You know, a compensation scheme, it's very important that it is put in place, and it's put in place now. But the compensation scheme won't erase the harm that was done, and it won't erase the lives that were ruined. I mean, you used the term that my life was blighted, and I'm only one of thousands of young persons in the county whose lives have been blighted, you know. I was nuked for no good reason with medications for the best part of a decade, which had no discernible effect and only caused nothing but harm and absolutely turned my life upside down. And as I say, I'm only one of those persons. But there is a lot more to this than money, and there is a lot more to this than compensation. For obvious reasons, anybody who has been subjected to atrocious deficits in care does not need to be fighting this in the High Court. It's for many reasons. The High Court is an expensive procedure. It's a protracted procedure, and it's surrounded by uncertainty. So, you know, in that sense, it's very gratifying that the scheme, the redress scheme, is non-adversarial in nature, and that persons included in the scheme are afforded protections and comforts, numerous protections and comforts that they don't have by proceeding in the High Court. Aside from compensation, it is important that learnings are derived from this report. And what I will say on that is that the HSE have learned an awful lot in the last 4 years in the publication of the Maskey report, and especially now in the publication of the Halpin report. So, you know, there is key learnings from this document. The documents, the reports have been studied extensively by universities and by lecturers and so on, which is all very positive. Accountability is another aspect that's hugely important, and I understand that the HSE have made a referral to the Medical Council in respect of the clinician in the North Kerry service. Whilst it's not appropriate to comment on the specific detail of that case, it is welcomed that accountability has been addressed both by way of the Medical Council fitness to practice regime and also by way of an internal accountability process in the HSE. But, you know, we have come a long way. in it, there are very positive developments, but a lot more needs to be done in this.
Look, thank you very much for joining us, Davin. That is Davin Godfrey, leading campaigner for the victims of North Kerry CAMHS. And we wish you sincere well in the future, Davin. Thank you for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.